Contemporary Art Festival Third Shift takes place around various locations in Uptown St John from August 15th to the 17th, at which visitors can expect to experience and interact with various art installations, performances and events. Third Shift, now in its 11th year, is the annual festival run by Third Space, an artist-run centre for contemporary art in St John. Having its roots in previous artist cooperative The Space, Third Space was itself founded 20 years ago to present contemporary art from artists around southern New Brunswick. Local 107.3 FM spoke with Third Shift's organisers about the festival and what visitors can expect to experience, as well as the importance of art that is accessible to all. Third Space Executive Director Manny Travers began by describing the festival that he and the other organisers, Lila Vair and Will Gallant, have arranged.
So Third Shift is a festival of contemporary artworks here in Uptown St. John. And the festival takes place over the course of 3 days, including short audiovisual work screenings, followed by a public exhibition of contemporary artworks in the evening, some workshops and artist talks, and a lot of interactive artworks and collaborative artworks for the community to partake in. It is housed in a variety of outdoor locations, including King Square, the St. John City Market, the Gathering Space, and Haven Music Hall.
Do you consider this an important thing for it to be kind of accessible and for people to interact with?
I think that artwork should be a low barrier thing for people to experience. I've talked to a lot of people who don't even consider themselves like wanted in like traditional art galleries, or don't feel like they belong in a museum, or don't feel like their work or their presence would be like valued or appreciated there. So I feel that this helps bring a more accessible light both towards like what art can be, who it can be for, and who can like interact and see it. I think that it's really great that this experience is here in St. John, where we have like so many different people who come from all over the world and with so many different backgrounds to get to experience like so many different types of art, and to see like everything that art can be, how it can be like fun and playful but also serious and like cool.
I find it also brings a lot of the community of St. John into this contemporary artwork festival when they might not be able to necessarily access that. So giving this opportunity to a lot of St. Johners and other New Brunswickers to get to experience this is a great opportunity.
What do you hope that people will experience? What do you hope people will come away from the event with?
I think the experience that I would like people to walk away with the most is that art can be just about anything. It can be silly, it can be fun, it can be absurd or abstract, but it could also be engaging, and it doesn't need to be sterile. One of the charms about the festival is that there's so many interactive and collaborative artworks that require our community in order to exist and in order to flourish and expand. And so having the core values and the core like mission and intention of these artworks to be the contribution of the St. John community is really valuable and a really great way to involve people in the world of art and culture. It can be anything from a human hamster ball to a graffiti project to cement sculptures to performance pieces and anything in between. And it's a great educational experience, and it's a great creative experience for anybody regardless of age or background or skill set.
Do you want to sort of tell me a little bit more about who the artists who are involved in the kind of art that people might expect?
There are a lot of interactive pieces. There's one person who's currently laminating eggshells and other parts that are related to like femininity. She's going to be handing these out. And an artist who is hosting like a quick role-playing game. It's about 5 minutes where you get to go and engage with the world that the artist has created. And outside of that, a lot of the artists are here to explain their work better. And I think that's a really interesting part, to be able to get to not only experience the art, but get to learn about it from the artists.
Yeah. I'm very excited, as Will said, for all of the interactive pieces. There's one called Let Me Be Your Punching Bag, and people have the opportunity to write down anything that is bothering them and then punching out a punching bag. And it is supposed to be like a low stakes, peaceful way of letting out any worries or any burdens that they might have. Another piece which I would like to highlight is our artist in residences, Tony Nicholas's animation, Cycles. It follows the life cycle of an Atlantic salmon, and it is all tattooed on various different people who have all like volunteered for this, and it's going to be compiled into an animation, which will be screened, and we're so lucky that Tony's our artist in residence this year.
On the importance of art in general and people being able to express and interact and experience art, why is it important?
Personally, art has always been about like visibility for me. I'm Latin American, and growing up, there were never any stories that looked like, there was never any characters that looked like me, people that didn't sound like me, didn't look like my family, weren't from the background that I had. And it felt very alienating sometimes. And through art, I was able to like find a voice both to like express my own unique experiences, but also give other people from other communities that I'm a part of a like platform to express themselves. And I think that art and visibility like kind of go hand in hand. I think it's very important for people to feel seen and heard by the world at large. And I think that it also helps like expand people's worldview and maybe give them like a different perspective. Art can just change lives, and I think that there is a lot of joy that people can get from making it and from seeing it. So that's why I personally think it is so important to have a free, all ages, like fully accessible event so that people can hear what other people have to say, gain a new perspective, maybe gain a new experience.
A lot of the information that we receive through the news and stuff can be very kind of dehumanizing, and it's more looking at how something affects communities and such, but it's not really telling the personal stories, and I think that's a great opportunity for art to step in. We get to see through a different set of eyes. The news can be very serious and very pessimistic, and I find that sometimes art can either make you think more about this pessimism or potentially give a more optimistic view on the way that the world is revolving right now.
The festival was born out of a need to showcase unconventional art and activate underutilized spaces in Uptown St. John. And it has helped revitalize and amp up the energy in the Uptown area. The festival is accessible in that there's no application fees. You don't need to have an artist CV to apply. You don't need to have a professional background to apply. It really is made for our artistic community. And so I think the beauty of the festival and the importance of the festival is that it's able to support our artists, both locally and from afar. The festival is taking place from Friday, August 15th through Sunday, August 17th. Because everything's free, it's fairly accessible to attend or to sign up for. There's always a little bit of everything for everyone, and it's all ages. Last year, we were so happy to see so many people come out and enjoy art, and we're really looking forward to seeing that again this year. We hope to see you at Third Shift.
More information about Third Shift can be found at thirdshiftsj.com. This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.